नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 22। द्विजः पाशात् विनिर्मुक्तो गतभि प्रकृतिं गतः पवन्दे शिरसा विष्णो किंकरान् दर्शनोत्सवः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Having been released from the nooses of Yamaraj's servants, the Brahman Ajamil, now free from fear, came to his senses and immediately offered obeisances to the Vishnudutas by bowing his head at the lotus feet. He was extremely pleased by their presence, for he had seen them save his life from the hands of the servants of Yamaraj. Purport. Vaishnavas are also Vishnu Dutas because they carry out the orders of Krishna. Lord Krishna is very eager for all the conditioned souls rotting in this material world to surrender to Him and be saved from material pangs in this life and punishment in hellish conditions after death. A Vaishnava therefore tries to bring conditioned souls to their senses. Those who are fortunate like Ajamil are saved by the Vishnudutas or Vaishnavas, and thus they return back home, back to Godhead. So this beautiful pastime of Ajamil is continuing, and in this particular purport, Prabhupada is mentioning the glory of the Vishnudutas. Vaishnavas are also Vishnudutas because they carry out the orders of Krishna. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, there is one discussion in which I believe it's in the pastime of Krishna describing the Uddhava Gita, in which one particular point is raised that who is greater, demigods or great souls, the devotees. So in one particular verse, Krishna gives a very nice example. Chayeva karma sachiva. He describes that if you compare the devotees and the demigods, then the devotees are much greater than the demigods. And he gives the analogy that as far as demigods are concerned, they are compared to karma sachiv. Karma sachiv means one who keeps record of one's karma, like a secretary. Sachiv is like secretary. So secretary, he just keeps record of what are the positive things, what are the negative things, and what is to be given and what is not to be given. So he's like karma sachiva. But as far as devotees are concerned, the devotees are considered to be sadhavo dinavatsala. They are dinavatsal. That means they are friend of the fallen. As one great devotee prays that, my dear Krishna, when I hear that your name is bhaktavatsal, I become extremely terrified. Because the only way I can get your mercy is if I am bhakta, which I am not. I am lifetimes away from being a bhakta. So what will be my condition? But then I also hear that your name is Dinavatsal. So when I hear that word, then I get a lot of hope because I am fallen. So therefore, devotees act as very powerful intermediaries who perform the activity of conveying the message of the Lord to the conditioned souls in the material world and thus carrying them to the spiritual world. So amongst all the different arrangements Krishna makes to destroy the suffering of the conditioned souls in the material world, the most powerful and complete is the form of a devotee. Because as in the Ajamil pastime itself is described, to destroy the conditioned soul suffering with prakriti, Krishna has made arrangements of five different types: the deity, the holy name, the devotee, the shastra, and the holy dham. But out of these, the devotee is the most powerful, because once the devotee is there, all the other four can manifest. And therefore, in this Ajamil pastime, we read this one of the verses: Esha prakriti sangena purushasya viparyaya asitsana evana chirat isha sangat viliyate. Isha sanga is contact with Krishna, and that contact with Krishna is provided very powerfully in these five forms. But out of these five, the devotee is the most powerful form of contact with Krishna, because automatically he provides connection with all the other forms. Therefore, here it is described that Ajamil was delivered because of the presence of the Vishnu Dutas. And in fact, if someone argues that Ajamil actually was saved because chanting of the holy name of Narayan, but that idea to give the name Narayan was also given because of the presence of devotees who visited Ajamil. So this also shows that the devotee's presence is so very important. In the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, I am reading the Madhya Leela, and in that, in few chapters, there are some interesting episodes which demonstrate this point again, about how the devotee's intervention and the devotee's presence can create such a powerful influence in transforming our lives and acting as a sure shot connection and putting us on the path back home, back to Godhead. In the episode when Prataprudra Maharaj is not being given the honor of Lord's darshan, so there are various personalities who plead on behalf of Maharaj Prataprudra. So this is in the 11th chapter of Madhya Leela, Beda Kirtan pastimes, in the very beginning, when Sarabhaum Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai are pleading with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ramananda Rai, in one sense, he comes and tells the Lord that how great Prataprudra Maharaj's devotion is, bhakti is. And in fact, he says, he describes the whole narration that I wanted to retire and dedicate myself in your service. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's hearing this description, and he says that the king immediately offered me full pension without any questions. And therefore, I'm extremely grateful to him. And in fact, I feel that the king is a greater devotee than even myself. Ramananda Rai is kind of giving his recommendation. So when Lord Chaitanya hears this, his only response is, Prabhu kahe tumi Krishna bhakata pradan, tomara ye priti kore sei bhagyavan. You are such a great devotee, O Ramananda Rai. If anyone displays special affection for you, that person is extremely fortunate. Sei bhagyavan. Because the king has made such concessions, he has made this kind of arrangement to facilitate your service unto me, and therefore, I'm sure that Lord Krishna will definitely be very, very merciful upon him. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada, he writes in the purport that Lord Chaitanya is demonstrating that a devotee is more dear to the Lord than the Lord himself. And therefore, he wants to establish that principle that if the king wants to approach me, it is only possible when he actually displays humble menial service unto the devotees. And through the devotees, I will accept. And then he quotes, Lord Chaitanya also quotes a very beautiful verse from the Adi Puran. It says that, Yeme bhaktajana partha, name bhaktajana priya. Mad bhaktanam cha ye bhakta, teme bhakta tamo mata. If someone calls himself Krishna's devotee, then he is not a devotee. But mad bhaktanam cha ye bhakta. So he says, if someone actually becomes my devotee, Krishna is telling Arjuna in this verse, mad bhaktanam cha ye bhakta, if someone becomes the devotee of my devotee, teme bhakta tamo mata, that devotee, that person is considered to be the best amongst devotee. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not immediately reciprocate with the request and did not actually give darshan to Prataprutra Maharaj. And in fact, someone may argue that why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not so easily merciful? Because he also wanted to establish the standards for devotees. And Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya appeared in the form of a devotee and he was showing the example of topmost devotee and he wanted to demonstrate what should be the standards especially for a renunciant. Ramananda Rai was giving various arguments to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as to why he should be merciful. And in one of the verses, Ramananda Rai also says, Ramananda kahi tumi ishvara swatantra kare tomar bhai tume nahi paratantra. You are the Supreme Lord who is completely independent. Whom are you afraid of? What is your fear? Who is going to point any fingers at you? Tome nahi paratantra. You are not subservient to anyone. But when Lord Chaitanya heard this, immediately he replied, Shukla vastre masibindu yaichina lukai sanyasira alpachidra sarva lokagai. That you may say like this, but in a white cloth, even a black spot appears very prominent. And therefore, sanyasira alpachidra sarva lokagai. If a renunciant doesn't behave properly, everyone will criticize. And therefore, I do not want to meet intimately with the king who's dealing with money, pounds and shillings. So, when Ramananda Rai hears this, this is after many, many repeated attempts to convince Lord Chaitanya. And he's just thinking why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so very strong. And then he gives another argument and he says, Rai kahe kata papir karyach avyahati ishwara sevak tomar bhakta gajapati. My dear Lord, when you went to South India, hundreds and thousands of unknown strangers you have delivered and you have converted them into pure devotees. We never knew what was the background of all of those people. You never knew what kind of association they were having. But they were all delivered. Countless souls were delivered. And here is Ishwara Sevaka. He is a devotee of Lord Jagannath. And he is professing to be your bhakta. And he wants to be part of your association. So why you have to be so strong? So just deliver him also. Give your special causeless mercy to him also. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time, he replies that Prabhu kahe purna yaiche dugdhera kalash surabindu pate keha na kare parash. that there may be a milk pot which is full, but if one drop of liquor falls in it, nobody will touch it. Therefore, as far as Prataprudra Maharaj is concerned, Yadyapi Prataprudra Sarvagunavan Tathapi Malina Koila Ek Rajaranam. Prataprudra Maharaj is very, very gunavan. He is full of all good qualities. But one problem is there, that he has that name attached, Raja. And because of that, I cannot associate with him. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was establishing the principle that it is very important for a devotee to display good behavior and character. So one of the first principles for developing trust is one has to have good character. So when a conditioned soul who has lost all faith in Krishna, who doesn't have any connection with the Lord, he is just a skeptic. A conditioned soul has difficulty putting faith anywhere apart from his own mind and senses. And therefore, the beginning of the conditioned soul's journey back home, back to Godhead, is when he takes some signal seriously. So I give the example that conditioned souls are just like driving on a high speed, motor car towards the top of a mountain about to fall off the cliff. And the road is smooth and straight, and it appears to be a wonderful journey, but the destination is hell. So therefore a devotee is standing like a traffic policeman on the road, giving them direction, take a U-turn, stop and change direction. So therefore for the conditioned soul, or for a fast-moving driver, to take the indications of a policeman seriously means that he must have faith on him. And therefore, unless he has faith and trust in what this person is representing, it is very difficult for a person to stop. He will think that my journey is better, my destination will ultimately be better, because so far it has been smooth and nice. What is the problem? There have been a few accidents, no doubt, but still the road goods looks very promising. And therefore, this principle of creating faith is very important. Creating faith in the conditioned soul's heart in the Lord. Therefore, in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in one or two verses, Krishna explains that how does the conditioned soul actually begin to develop faith? That process and principle of developing faith begins. Jnanena tu tadajnanam yesham nashitam atmana tesham adityavat jnanam prakashayati. When he performs activity, and that activity is gradually leading him to purification, then through the Nishkam Karma Yoga, he starts developing faith. Faith in knowledge about Paramatma, about the Supreme Lord. Tesham adityavad jnanam, it is like a sun which arises from within. It is not easy, it is not overnight, it is not instantaneous. It is a gradual development. And then in the next verse he says, what is the actual process of development of faith in the Paramatma? Tad buddhayas tadatmanas tannishthas tat parayana gacchanti punaravrtim jnana nirdhuta kalmasha. So the kalmash is there within the heart. And the kalmash is there, that of faithlessness and skepticism. So therefore, gacchanta punaravrattim, to go to the spiritual world, putting faith on the Lord is a very tall order for the conditioned soul. So there are four steps by which he actually develops faith. Tad buddhyas. First of all, he must develop conviction. Tad buddhyas means intellectually, the conditioned soul, because of being purified, is convinced that I must put faith in the Lord. Tad buddhyas is conviction, intellectual, philosophical conviction. And when there is conviction, that leads to the second stage, tadatmana, which is absorption. He is willing to be absorbed in spiritual activities because he has faith that this process will ultimately be beneficial. Tad buddhyas tadatmanas tan nishthas. And then that absorption ultimately leads to development of faith. And tat parayana, which leads to the fourth stage of surrender. So surrender is preceded by three other stages. And it begins with intellectual conviction and understanding that yes, surrendering to the Supreme Lord will be beneficial. And what is the most important thing about the Lord's qualities which inspires him to have that kind of conviction? Because the conditioned soul in the material world has been suffering so much, has been cheated repeatedly, is always thinking that people are unfair to me. He doesn't trust anyone's motives, including the Lord. He doesn't trust the motives even of the Paramatma. And therefore, he's always thinking how there is inequality, how there is injustice, how there has not been proper treatment. And because of this, he finds it difficult to reciprocate and have relationship. So you can only have relationship when you trust someone's motives. So the conditioned soul who distrusts the entire motive of this creation, he can never begin to establish relationship. Therefore, Baldev Vidya Bhushan is describing very beautifully that the 18th verse of the 5th chapter, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Shvapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. So he gives a beautiful purport of Samadarshina, and that is that the conditioned soul at this point of purification stops distrusting the Lord's motives. He doesn't think that the Lord plays games, gives happiness to some, suffering to others. Deliberately he's putting me in suffering condition. And why he does like that? Why? And he gives up that anger. And he just sees that a Brahman's body, elephant's body, a dog-eater's body may all be different. But still, the motive behind creation of all of this is same. And that, he says, is the purport of Samadarshina, where he sees the Lord and the Lord's motives in creation of this material world as equal, as impartial. And then, when misconceptions regarding the Lord's motives are cleared, and is convinced that the Lord is impartial, all-merciful and compassionate, then he is inspired to take shelter of the Lord and his representatives more and more. And in this way, we can see that as far as the devotee is concerned, then the devotee is also supposed to represent this same mood of the Lord. And therefore, it is a great challenge for a devotee to establish through his actions, through his dealings, through his behavior, a standard by which the other souls feel a connection to the Lord through him. Where they feel that, yes, we can actually take shelter. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, in the form of a devotee, trying to establish a very high standard to demonstrate that, yes, I must be seen as impartial and I must be seen as setting highest standards by which my character is established beyond reproach. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was demonstrating that for the conditioned soul to start taking steps towards Krishna, he must start taking steps towards devotees. And one will only start taking steps towards a devotee when he feels trust in that devotee. And he will only feel trust in a devotee when he trusts the devotee's character. Now, an interesting twist happens in this katha. And that is that someone, say theoretically, we say that maybe there was some issue, and that is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not kind of fully reciprocating with Prataparudra Maharaj, you know. And maybe that because he's a king, and maybe because he's a king, there may have been certain feelings. That is why the reciprocation was not there. Was it on a personal level? Would Mahaprabhu have done the same thing with any other person? Was there any personal issues involved? So then at that point, Prataparudra Maharaj's son is brought in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as soon as Prataparudra Maharaj's son comes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraces that boy. And Kaviraj Goswami says that Sundara Shyamala's putra Shyamala Varan Kishora Vayasa Dirgha Kamala Nayan. Rajara putra, Kaviraj Goswami calls the son as son of the king. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's objection in not meeting Prataparudra Maharaj was, Prataparudra Maharaj was king. Sundara Rajara putra, the king's son, is blackish in complexion. And Kishora Vayasa Dirga is very young. And Kamala Nayan, and is having very beautiful lotus-like eyes. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraces him and says, Ei Mahabhagavat Yahara Darshane Brajendra Nandana Smriti Hoye Sarvajane. He calls Prataparudra Maharaj's son Mahabhagavat. Ei Mahabhagavat. And he says, Yahara Darshane, anyone who takes darshan of this boy, Brajendra Nandana Smriti, he can actually remember Krishna. And that is the kind of glorification he does for the son. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that if someone has the misconception that all qualification and disqualification are created because of birth, then this particular pastime is a refutation. Because if qualification and disqualification is based on birth, then the king, who is supposed to be untouchable by Lord Chaitanya's standards of renunciation, then the king's son, he should also be untouchable because he's the king's son. But here, the Lord is embracing the king's son and he is actually calling him Mahabhagavat. So this shows that qualification is not based on birth. It is based on one's qualities and one's situation at a specific time. And this shows that Lord Chaitanya did not have anything personal. All he saw that the king's son, that boy is innocent and he is very, you know, divine and gives Uddipan about Krishna. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very honest in his appreciation. So we can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was establishing the standards for association, establishing the standards for devotee. And he was also showing that as soon as he is convinced, then he gives so much of mercy. And in the next verse that is described, Kaviraj Goswami concludes this section by saying that when the son got the mercy, he became completely transformed in ecstatic love. He goes back to the king, Prataparudra Maharaj, and Prataparudra Maharaj, by seeing him, goes into ecstasy. By embracing him, goes into ecstasy. And Kaviraj Goswami says, Sai hoite bhagyavan rajaranandana prabhu bhakta gana madhye hoye ekajan. Just see the power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So through this pastime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing one more very essential principle for a devotee, and that is compassion. So the first principle reveals his character, and the second principle he says is that a devotee, when he displays compassion, then the recipient of that compassion is transformed beyond imagination. So the verse says, Sai hoite bhagyavan rajaranandana. He was the king's son. And he was just an ordinary prince, a person of this world. But he became so fortunate, Bhagyavan. So Prabhupada gives a brilliant purport in which he says, this boy was just an ordinary prince. He was just playing with other friends. He was just dealing with activities in the palace, just like any other ordinary boy. But immediately he became Bhagyavan. And how he became Bhagyavan? Prabhu Bhakta Gana Madhye Hoye Ekajan. He became an intimate associate of Lord amongst the Lord's devotees overnight. So Prabhupada literally writes like this. One day before, this boy was an ordinary boy, ordinary prince. Next morning, he has become transformed into Lord Chaitanya's intimate associate. So he gives the purport, this is the power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees' compassion. That when they cast their compassionate glance and mercy upon someone, a person's whole life can be transformed beyond imagination. It can be converted completely. And we cannot even imagine. And Prabhupada says, such a person is elevated beyond recognition. You cannot even recognize. You wonder, is the same man? Is the same person? How is it possible? So therefore, personally also, in our state of sadhana bhakti, when the anartha nivritti is going through a long plateau phase and we are experiencing the boredom sometimes of how long this principle will continue, we can look back and see that actually our lives have been transformed because the intervention of some devotee at some point of time, and now it has taken a totally different direction. Beyond recognition. Once you take the right turn and you are on the highway, then the highway may be extremely long. So the journey may be sometimes little boring. But at least you are now on the right highway, which itself is something which was possible after millions and millions of wrong turns for long, long period of time. And having lost the way for such a long time, even to find someone who knows the right way and who inspires us to take the right turn is such a very great fortune. Now all we have to do is keep driving. And therefore, if we just continue on the path, the destination is guaranteed because it's the right highway. But still, Maya's agents are active, trying to inspire us to jump off the train or jump off the vehicle. Because when you are going in train, you will see the trees and all the other objects moving in opposite direction. And then you may think, maybe I should go in that direction. But that's not the fact. So therefore, by the devotee's mercy, we have somehow jumped on the right track. And therefore, our lives have been transformed. And that is the power of the compassion of a devotee. This is a very, very important principle, and Lord Chaitanya demonstrates through the life of the king's son, that who was just an ordinary person, and then overnight he's completely transformed. Like Kadam Kanan Maharaj was giving this example, that sometimes people say that you have changed too much after coming to Hare Krishna. You know? So if sometimes we have doubt whether the process is working or not, better to ask others. And the others who are in close contact with us, like our family and friends, they give a much better judgment. You have changed completely. You have changed totally. So you, rather than being bewildered, you should see it as a confirmation of the process of bhakti. That yes, there is transformation. There is change. And this is a very wonderful principle. And another principle the Lord reveals in the pastime which is there in the next chapter of Gundicha Marjan is a devotee has good character and he is compassionate, at the same time, one should also be competent and must perform his service to the best of one's ability. And that inspires others. That helps people to put faith. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleansing the Gundicha temple, he told his devotees, Trinadhuli jinkura sab ekatra kariya, bahirvas philai bahir kariya. That collect all of these different items in the Gundicha temple, like grass, straw, and all of these other things. Put it on your chadar, bahirvas, and then throw it outside. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kohe ke katakariyacha samarjan trina dhuli dekhilai janib parishram. He says, when all of you collect this dirt, when you perform this service and collect all the dirt and the straw, then make heaps out of it. And by making those heaps, I will know that which devotee has performed how much service. So this is a very, very important principle. Trina dhuli dekhilai janiba parishram. By seeing that, I will know how much parishram, how much hard work you have done. So we hear that Krishna is bhavagrahi. Bhavagrahi janardana. And Krishna says in Gita that karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu. So naturally, one may think that when it comes to performing activities for Krishna's service, results are not important. And it is a fact, Krishna himself says, I see the motive. But when Krishna comes in the form of a devotee, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is organizing the service for his devotees, he is in the mood of a devotee. And in the mood of a devotee, he is not telling the other devotees, you do things as per your feeling. Bhava, I will accept that bhava. Whether you do this much or that much, ultimately effort is important, so just try. He didn't make a sweeping statement like that. So he's saying very categorically, Kekata Karyacha Sammarjan. He's giving some parameters for evaluation that I will see what kind of service you have done, how much you have cleansed by seeing all of these dust and dirt which you have accumulated. So you may think Lord Chaitanya is too result-oriented or task-oriented. But he is performing the role as a devotee and is showing that when one is performing a service and dealing with devotees, from our side, because we are representing Krishna's service, we should try our level best and do whatever is possible to make that task as efficient as possible. So therefore, it is not that efficiency is something which Krishna does not consider. He doesn't give that importance in the sense that he sees the motive, because that is how we express our love to Krishna. But in the form of a devotee, he's saying, perform as well as possible. And then as the margin proceeds, Kaviraj Goswami describes that Lord Chaitanya personally was also demonstrating. So it's not that he just told them and then himself he didn't do it. And he says in one verse, Prema Veshe Prabhu Kohe Krishna Krishna Nam Ekale Prema Veshe Kore Shata Janer Kam. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting. Lord, he had given instruction that when you perform this service, everyone should be chanting names of Lord. Right. So Krishna Krishna kahi kore ghatera prarthan, Krishna Krishna kahi kore ghata samarpan. Everyone was just saying Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. For getting that pots, they would say Krishna. For giving the pots, they were saying Krishna. There was no prajalpa, only Krishna's name was going on. But immediately it is clarified that just because only Krishna's name was being chanted doesn't mean that everyone was in their own world. So he says that Premaveshe Prabhu Kahe Krishna Krishna Nam. Lord Chaitanya was immersed in transcendental ecstasy and he was chanting Krishna's name again and again. But as he was chanting Krishna's name, Ekale, alone, Premaveshe, in full ecstasy, Kare Shata Janer Kam. He was doing the work of 100 people. And that is a very important point. So transcendental ecstasy doesn't mean that you compromise on efficiency. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not only in ecstasy chanting the holy names, but at the same time performing the activity very expertly. And then he was actually going to different people and giving them feedback. Bhala karma kore, tare kore prashamsan, manena milile kore pavitra bhartsan. If somebody was performing service nicely, bhala karma dekhi tare kore prashamsan, he was glorifying. And manena milile, and if people were not performing according to his mind's expectation, kore pavitra bhartsan, he was giving them chastisement. But that word bhartsan, chastisement, is qualified with an adjective, pavitra. Pavitra means pure. That means without any ill motives, without an intention to insult, without an intention to put that person down, but simply with the motive of helping him improve in his service. It's a beautiful verse. Bhala karma dekhi. If he sees, there's a Lord, but Lord in the form of a devotee is very, very vigilant to see how I can help every other devotee come higher in the standards of his devotional service. Bhala karma dekhi tare kare prashansan, manena milile kare pavitra bhartsan. So pavitra bhartsan is very important. And many times when we are taking responsibility and engaging and delegating work to others, many times we fail in giving the proper type of feedback or, you know, correction or whatever, because we are not so pure. So our bhartsan is many times not pavitra. But when we learn all the different aspects of this, we realize that then when one becomes competent, and along with that there is good character and compassion, then it is possible for souls to put complete trust and take shelter. So bhajana kriya means deep engagement in activities in the service of Guru. Deep engagement means accepting responsibility. So accepting responsibility will only involve the mind. Then the mind will be completely engaged. And therefore, deep responsibility engages the mind completely in the service of the Lord and the Lord's devotees. And then gradually, we are able to put faith in devotees, trust in the devotees. And then, as it is described in this verse, that Dvija Pashat Vinirimukto Gatabhir Prakritim Gatabhavande Shirasa Vishnur Darshana Kinkar Utsava Kinkar Kinkara Darshan Utsava. So Kinkar means devotees, servants, Vishnudutas, Vaishnavas. And then Vavande Shirasa, when we have that kind of relationship, take shelter and offer obeisances, then darshan of every devotee becomes like a festival, utsava. Kinkara darshan utsava. That, and when we are surrounded by devotees and in association of devotees, how much ecstasy we will feel, that we are in constant festivities in the association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki. So anyone has any questions? Jai Granthraj Srimad. Yeah? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Krishna?
Yeah.
Prabhuji, you mentioned that a conditioned soul gets attracted towards a devotee's character. Now, how does one develop one's character?
According to Bhagavatam, the easiest and the sure shot method is sadhu sangha. So when you get the close association of an elevated devotee, then gradually you will develop similar qualities. So the weakness of heart can be overcome in the association of a devotee. Because knowledge one acquires pretty soon. Intellectual understanding comes. But the strength to put that knowledge into practice is a very difficult process. And it's very painstaking. So, because of weak-heartedness, there will always be a gap between what we know and then what we actually practice and follow. And when we get close association of a strong devotee, we get that strength. And then we are able to apply more and more based on the strength which we receive from the great souls. So therefore, sadhu sangha or association of a sadhu is a very, very powerful method. And then you will get that strength to apply these principles. Okay? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanande.